Bryce Wrigley earns his daily bread as manager of the Salcha Delta Soil and Water Conservation District, and in what he jokingly calls his spare time, he operates the family farm near Delta Junction, where he grows and mills barley. He's also past president of the Alaska Farm Bureau, so he knows a bit about the importance of government support for the industry.
Inspections, land sales, financing, those kind of things are really important to having agriculture continue to grow and continue to provide that needed resource in Alaska.
That needed resource, of course, is food. And although Alaska imports the vast majority of it from outside, Wrigley and a lot of others believe it's essential to develop the industry here. Those include people who want healthier locally produced food and others who feel better about eating stuff that doesn't create a huge carbon footprint from bringing it in by truck and barge. He says most importantly, the industry could help provide for Alaskans when natural disaster makes it impossible to import food, like when the big earthquake hit Anchorage last November.
Alaska's remote location kind of necessitates a certain level of production just to manage and to provide food for when those emergencies occur.
Wrigley says in addition to food security, agriculture also boosts local and state economies. So he says he and others who work in and support the industry are all seriously concerned about the disproportionately damaging impact of Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed funding cuts to the state agriculture division and other agencies that support farming.
If you take so much capacity away from the Division of Ag that it can't even rebuild, then you do long-term damage to the state's ability to feed itself.
Alaska Farm Bureau Executive Director Amy Seitz says that's what farmers around the state have been telling her about Dunleavy's proposed cuts.
It's basically the entire agriculture development section of Division of Ag, and then a large portion of the Plant Material Center, and then the revolving loan fund.
The governor proposes to zero out the $1.8 million the state gives to the division's marketing program. Those are the folks who came up with the Alaskan Grown promotion, among other things. Dunleavy says that and other so-called lower priority programs should instead be funded by farmers. But Seitz says farmers operate on a slim margin and the agencies help keep them solvent.
It's the division helping farmers get into retail stores. It's helping them get into institutional markets. It's, you know, running the federal grants through to help develop industries.
Seitz says the governor's proposal to eliminate funding for the state's lone dairy inspector may force the Havermeister family in Palmer to shut down the state's last dairy.
FDA requires this inspection. So getting rid of this eliminates any chance of commercial dairy.
Wayne Gentz is a former dairyman who lives in Fairbanks. He says he got out of the business a few years ago and started selling real estate because it's almost impossible to make a living running a dairy in Alaska. And he says Dunleavy's cuts will make it even more so, especially for startups.
That's a tough business to start out, you know what I mean?
Wrigley, the Delta barley farmer, says Dunleavy is wrong to propose cutting $500,000 from the state agricultural revolving loan fund because the governor believes it competes with private industry. But Wrigley says the private industry doesn't seem interested in lending to farmers.
Banks will not loan money on agriculture. And that's been the case for the last 30, 40 years.
Wrigley says the sums of money the state invests in agriculture may seem small, but they yield big dividends, as shown in the industry's growth in recent years. But he says the governor's proposal will inflict serious, long-lasting harm to the industry, and he says that'll set back efforts to help Alaskans feed themselves. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.